Let's turn now to local sports here on KNKX. The Seahawks play their first home game of the season this Sunday afternoon against the Dallas Cowboys, and the team is looking for its first win. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked with host Kirsten Kendrick about what's been going wrong and right.
Art, after these first two games, it looks like the defense is performing better than expected, but what's going on with the offense?
Well, they're having a hard time sorting this out. Even Coach Pete Carroll has been a little mystified, and he's been kind of contradictory. He's been saying things and doing things that just aren't the way he's done things in the past. There was an episode in the Monday night game where he lost track of running back Chris Carson. He said at first that he thought Carson was tired from playing special teams, and he didn't carry the ball in the second half. Well, actually, he only played two snaps on special teams, and Pete owned up to the fact that he misread Carson's body language on the sideline. And another thing Carroll admitted to this week, he said, "I'm impatient with the offense." He wanted more action, more scoring. Now, I also think he's covering for his new offensive coordinator, Brian Schottenheimer, because I don't think these guys are on the same page yet, but Pete's taking the burden of responsibility, as he should as a head coach, and I commend him for his candor. But it's really been an inefficient start. I'm calling this thing disjointed. They lost the first game by 3 and the second one by 7. They're not getting blown out. They're not awful. They are just disjointed.
A lot of fans are noticing a hesitancy or just some issues with quarterback Russell Wilson. What do you think the offense can do to turn things around?
Well, they've got to get clear with Russell. I think his problem right now is just a half second of hesitation, typically between sticking with a play and running. And I think he's been lectured by Carroll and Schottenheimer to try to stay in the pocket, to see the pass play through. And I think Russell isn't clear on the decision between fight and flight. His instinct is to run. But one of the problems with Russell running is that the offensive lineman can't see where he is. And the less experienced among them will wind up holding. We've all seen the Seahawks penalties, especially with right tackle Jermaine Ifedi. When young guys panic, they sort of grab on, and that's not legal in football. So that's one aspect of why they wanted Russell to stay in the pocket. But the problem with Russell, he's 5'11". If he stays in the pocket for all of his passes, he's not going to be able to see downfield as well as a taller quarterback. And in pro football, a half second of indecision can be bad. And as a result, the Seahawks lead the NFL in sacks given up, 12, 6 in each game. That is terrible. Those negative plays are really killing the offense. The offensive line really needs to get its act together in conjunction with Russell being a little more decisive about whether to run or throw.
Part of that hesitancy seems to be that he doesn't have someone he can trust to throw to because Doug Baldwin is injured.
Huge vacancy. Baldwin is the security blanket for the offense. He will be out this Sunday and probably another couple of weeks at least. Until he gets back, the offense, I don't think, will get on track.
Well, let's focus on the bright side, the defense. With so many star players gone, they weren't expected to do well, but they have. Why?
Well, first of all, Earl Thomas returned from his holdout, and he's playing very, very well right now and is holding the back end, I think, together a little more than we expected. And they got good performances out of first-time starters in there for the injured Bobby Wagner and KJ Wright. They did reasonably well. Whether they do that well this Sunday, we'll see it. But we think both Wagner and Wright could be back. If so, the defense is the one bright spot so far this season.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.